Welcome back to the Will and Grace After Show. So much fun things happen tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Happy Valentine's Day! You guys are so excited to be here, me and Crystal and I, joining you guys on Valentine's night. This is the Will and Grace After Show. I'm Louisa Shar, and I'm joined by
Crystal McLaughlin. Thank you guys for tuning in this evening, and happy Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. like Louisa said. This is a great evening to be together.
Yes.
To spend this night together and with our favorite people, which is our viewers.
Mm-hmm. And Maite couldn't make it today, but she will be back next week. Before we get into the show, I do want to say we have a fun special segment. We have some news and gossip. And again, thanks for joining us tonight on Valentine's night. So today was a dynamic episode, but before we kind of get in, what was your first impressions watching it?
Relatable. Relatable. Yes. Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, we all have insecurities and we tend to try to compensate. But when it comes down to things, you know, just being honest with ourselves and just really just being authentic to who we really are is like the key to life. And I think they really proved that in this episode. And it was really funny. And so I enjoyed it. It was much better than last week's episode.
Yeah, last week was kind of, they hit some rough spots. I feel like we had to force laugh, which is so not good for us because we just naturally laugh all the time while watching the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We laughed quite a bit in this episode, and I'm sure everybody else did.
Yeah, so. And they heard us because we're so loud.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, speaking of relatable and insecurity, so we start off with Jack and Grace going on this crazy diet, which was so hilarious. They first introduced that idea with going, both being in robes and then trying to show their naked self to each other. I mean, I love it because those two are so real. And I think they connect with each other because you never see Will going on extreme stuff like they do.
No, he really takes care of himself. That's why.
Yeah. And I just feel like with Grace as a woman, that's the side I was really relating to. Like she said, basically, like, if you're women and, God forbid, you gain some, you know, a few pounds, your life is over.
Yes. And if you're always constantly being looked at for your weight.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny? Because I never see Jack and Grace bond that much. So I feel like this was, okay, a nice little unity.
It was. It was funny. They had something that they were both.
Oh, my God.
They were both really trying so hard to, like, be on this diet, and it was just so funny watching them lick the croutons and really try to, like, it honestly, it reminded me of, like, when I'm on my diet, which is, like, I'm always doing keto. And
you
like,
are.
I am. And that's what made me laugh, because I'm like, don't do the croutons.
Don't do the croutons.
It made me laugh so much, because right now I feel like we are definitely in the spotlight, especially, you know, being in the entertainment business, mm-hmm. being on Instagram, like everybody's sort of in the spotlight now.
Absolutely.
It's not just people in entertainment. So everybody's pretty much like looking to look their greatest, and they're willing to go to the extreme
we don't even know if it's filtered or not anymore. Yeah. You know, we can see a picture and sometimes get a bit insecure off of that, but it's like, you know, they just use Facetune.
Yes. But it was just so funny. What I loved about this episode was that they brought a subject up and they made it so relatable, so funny, so enjoyable to watch. I mean, I wrote down something. God, my handwriting's awful.
Oh, don't even look at mine. Mine is awful. That's why I think I have my iPad.
Oh, I put diet, keto, crouton.
Yes.
Take a lick.
And you know what's so funny, guys, about this episode? So me and Maite were at the live taping of this episode 2 months ago.
That's right.
It sucks that Maite's not here tonight, but we were there when they did 20 takes of that crouton scene.
Oh my gosh, you have to tell us a little bit about it.
It was so crazy because like we thought, you know, it would wrap in 2 hours, but everything, like you work on set, you know how it is.
Yes.
It took like 8 hours to film this whole thing. So
just the croutons?
Well, no, everything.
I know. I'm just joking.
But
actually, that's not too bad. 8 hours.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god, girl, that is insane. Yeah. The crouton scene specifically, the one that they have to jump down together on the floor, I think they did that like 10 times, and it's so funny because both of them were giggling.
Okay, question. Yeah. Since I was not there, when they threw the croutons on the ground, did they put new croutons?
Oh, of course.
And was, I want, did you see them clean the floor before they put them in their mouth? Because that's all I kept thinking about.
So me and Mike were actually on the right angle. So the croutons, the set was like here. Yeah. We were like on the right side, so we didn't see too much of that. The scenes that we saw more of a close-up were Will in the classroom. Oh. You know, but as far as the croutons and the jumping on the floor, I don't remember if they actually cleaned it, but I do remember the cannoli scene when in the beginning when Grace said, "Do you want this cannoli?" or whatever. They ended up dropping the cannoli, so the one of the set workers had to bring out a new cannoli every time. With a new bag.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just so
detailed. I didn't
detailed.
Even see the cannoli, which
see,
is funny.
Now that I think about it, they cut out a lot of parts.
Yeah, they do.
Why did they do that? They have.
They always do. They always do. They pick the best. I mean, they have editors that do that.
They had such funny moments and funny stuff, like, during this episode. Like, it's just crazy that they took it out. But
well, I mean, you can only fit so much in a segment, right?
But my favorite part was when they were licking it and then throwing it in the bowl.
And then she keeps one in her mouth.
And then he goes, like, where's the click sound?
And then she goes, ding. That was what made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
Because you know, I literally have had moments like that with my roommate where I'm like, I'm going to eat it. And he's like, don't do it. And I'm like, I'm going to eat it.
You are very, very specific with your diet. Yeah, our Trader Joe's trip says enough.
Yeah. 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 No, really. Yeah.
But yeah, so they did that like 5 to 6 to 10 times, and every time the writers would come out, whisper something in the ear, like, and they do it again. Yeah. It just shows how professional they are.
So professional.
It's crazy how good they are, you guys.
No, it is. And even just watching them and their reactions and, like, it just, the way that they perform is so real. And even though they're being eccentric, like, it just seems so authentic to, like, those characters, and you can't imagine them being anything but those characters, which is, that's
it's
how you
brilliant.
Know it's so good.
Because
that's such good acting.
There's not a lot of shows out there right now that mixes in all of this together, which we can laugh about weight loss and stuff, and just kind of feel a little light about
things.
It. Yeah, and then also one favorite part is when they talk about they're not fit for New York Fashion Week, but they're okay for Disneyland.
Yes.
Like, their weight's okay for Disneyland.
So funny. It's so good. And you know, I love how they had, they were so supportive of each other. And I wrote down, I think Karen said to the scale, "I hate you. You've ruined so many lives, so many women's lives." And then how Jack came in and said, "And gay men's lives too." You know, it's just, you know, now it's like, oh, okay, like, we don't feel so lonely. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And it's so funny because I have a neighbor that's, like, super into working out. And, like, you know, I live in West Hollywood, so, of course, like, he's gay and he's, like, super fab. Walking but he's around. Always just talking about that, and we laugh. And so I felt like that's a relatable thing. And just so many good parts in this episode.
Yes. And you know what? Like, that's why I watch it every Thursday. Not only because of this after show, because, you know, you're going to laugh. And
always.
After your stressful day of life, that's, you know, you're going to actually crack a few jokes, laugh, you know, sit down. But I know you have some other news to share, right?
Yes.
About AfterBuzz TV and all of that before
Absolutely.
We dig in and talk about
Absolutely.
Our other topics.
You guys, here at AfterBuzz, we have our after shows, and we can't be on our after shows without your support.
Yes.
So it's really important that you guys tune in, you guys comment, you guys subscribe. We're on Spotify, we are on iTunes, we are on YouTube. If you comment, I mean, it makes the biggest deal.
Very big difference.
If you could give us 5 stars, that would be amazing.
Yes.
I mean, we couldn't do this without you guys, and really, at the end of the day, we love what we do, and we hope that we cheer you guys up and that you guys are also feeling like you're a part of the show, because we definitely feel that way. We definitely have our fans, and so we thank you so much for tuning in, and that's pretty much it.
What she said, we are a buffet of TV shows, like
Absolutely.
I always say. You can subscribe to anything, like, comment, and we are seriously so thankful to be here and just in this beautiful studio to talk about the shows we love.
Absolutely.
You know, thank you to Maria, thank you to Kevin for just giving us this platform.
Yes.
And
we
to do
do this without everybody.
Literally, we couldn't.
It takes a village for this, you guys. It takes a village. The producers, everybody.
Yeah, and we come here and it's just handed to us. Like, where does that ever happen? Nowhere.
No.
So we're lucky, we're blessed, and if we don't say thank you enough, thank you to you guys. Yes, we love you. Okay, so moving on. So we're talking about Will now and his midlife crisis with the teaching. So we know Will has been having issues with his career, quitting his corporate, you know, lawyer gig and all of that. So now he wants to make his class entertaining while playing a ukulele or like a guitar. And it's funny how his friends say, okay.
Or Judge Judy.
Oh my God. And that little black outfit with, I don't even know what that's called. I'm not going to show.
It's like crocheted knitting here. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
The collar.
Yes, it's right? So funny, but I love how his friends, like Jack and Will, say, dude, calm down. Like, you're a bit extreme. So why do you think he feels like he needs to overcompensate as a teacher right now to all these kids?
I think it's because he is such a serious person and he wants to feel kind of cool. I mean, who doesn't? Don't we all look for...
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you are constantly looking for validation that you are doing in life? Mm-hmm. I mean, I personally feel like, you know, it's important to, you know, have some sort of acknowledgement when you love something that you do and
spice
you're
it up
putting
too.
In the work, you know, and I think... Also, because he's getting older, you look at the kids that are in the classroom. They're super young. He wants to be cool. He wants to be hip. So he's going to get in where he can get in.
Especially kids now. Right? Yeah. Kids are mean generally.
Yes.
But like the millennial era now, the younger ones.
And I give it to him. I give it to him that he's willing to think outside the box. And he even took Jack's, you know.
Recommendation.
And he pretended to be Judge Judy. I thought it was hilarious, and it actually, it worked out because it not only made the kids more involved, but it actually brought Karen and her stepdaughter Olivia together. I mean, overall, I think it was a positive experience for everybody.
Absolutely, and also what I like about Will, and we'll talk more once we dig in how it relates to Karen and Olivia, but he always makes the law relatable to human behavior today and human communication stuff and like family drama. And how people are not black and white, emotions are not black and white, and like that's one thing he didn't have while he was a corporate attorney.
Yeah,
because during at that time he was dry and it was just oriented around money and it was soulless. But now as a teacher, he feels like he can teach ethics to these children and how law can be actually helpful
and be applied to real life things.
Absolutely, and you know, speaking of Karen and speaking of. Her stepdaughter, which was, by the way, just to mention, her stepdaughter was fantastic on set, Olivia. And she had a very, very funny take, which I'm sad that they took out, by the way. It was her doing the same impression as Karen. It was so funny. And is it just me, but they look alike? Don't they look alike?
She kind of looks like Minnie Driver a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, oh, she looks like a younger Minnie Driver. Like, maybe, like, it could be your daughter or something like that. Like, she had, like, the same shape face, which is kind of funny. And maybe the reason why they chose her is because of that. I mean... Maybe, you know, because they always say, like, in love, like,
absolutely.
This is Stan's daughter, right? So, in love, in life, you choose what is the familiar. I've always
that
said that. You
so
know
true.
That, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, maybe that's why they chose her, because Stan was with Minnie Driver in Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And that's who he fell in love with. And maybe he fell in love with her because, you know, she looked like the daughter, like the familiar, the person that you love in your life. And so think
about
that.
That is so true. Even like when people break up or whatever, sometimes you see the next girlfriend to look like your ex or whatever.
Yeah, you do. It's so funny because today I even was looking on Instagram because, you know, it's Valentine's Day.
Of all the days.
Of all the days. And you see everybody, the couples. And I saw this guy's girlfriend and she looks just like the sister, his sister, and he's close with the sister. And it's not,
isn't
like,
that freaky kind
it's
of?
Not though. You can't help but to, it's just like men who like brunettes because like the mother's usually brunette. You know what I mean? Like you can't help it. Like usually blondes, like blonde. It's not like you know, always set that way. But a lot of times it is, or maybe it's the nose or the eyes. So I thought that was really interesting on this show that they did that.
That is so true.
Could it be a coincidence? Yes, but maybe not. They're a lot smarter than, you know.
Of course. Yeah. And they always say a man always marries his mother or something like that. Yes, that's also because the mom takes care of him, cooks for him, does his laundry.
And that was the only, you know, other woman besides Karen in his life, right? I mean, his wife passed away. Obviously, we find that out from Olivia. So it just makes sense that it would be that way.
They're so damn good. Like, literally, the devil's in the detail of the show. You know, everything is just thought out and planned.
It is. It is.
Incredible. But, yeah, so their situation is that there's a certain necklace that Karen gifted it to her.
A black diamond.
A black heart.
Yes.
And she's under the impression that Olivia never gave it back to her or, like, stole it from her.
So she says.
Yeah, yeah. But after, when Karen comes to the classroom to kind of throw herself into this, you know, courtroom scene, what did you think about how vulnerable Olivia actually was? Because she admitted that she said, I kind of wanted you to give me this necklace because, you know, it's
a gift. Or I thought you were my mother.
You're my mother, you know?
What did I think about that?
Yeah.
I thought, like, that was great. I think that's what Karen needs. I think that Karen felt the same way. I don't think Karen ever felt anything but that. I think that's why she was so upset, because she even said it. She's like, well, you know, I was afraid to come to you. And who wouldn't, you know? A divorce is a big thing, okay? And to be a stepmother is a huge thing. You think about it. You're raising a child that is not yours, and you have some significant part in their life, right? Think about that.
Absolutely.
You're playing a parent figure, and whether you're, you know, I mean, well, think about this. Olivia's mother passed away, so she's the only parent mother figure. So, I mean, think about that. That is super intense. That is such a responsibility. And I can understand why Karen was so afraid to come to her. And it's so funny, because what I loved about this episode and the episode that happened prior to this was that they showed a vulnerability in Karen in both episodes, right?
Yep.
First, it was with Jack in the last episode and losing him to his
fiance. Yeah, and now
with Olivia. And it's kind of nice to see that side of Karen and her kind of crumble a little bit, because it shows her humanity, and I think we need to see that.
It's funny you say that, because I thought the same thing with the last episode.
Yeah.
We're kind of seeing Karen in a different light, with her heart being a bit more open.
Yeah.
She's just so not used to just receiving love or, like, showing love. She always has to be, like, that tough one.
Yeah, I mean, she talks about the maids, and she's like, oh, I always have time to yell at the maids.
Absolutely, and I think this, and Olivia's trying to break that as in, wait, you know, why didn't you call me?
Yeah.
Like, you're the mother.
You're the parent, you know, and I understand that.
Call me, I'm like 15 or whatever. Yeah. You really want me to call you? Like, be the bigger person.
Yes.
Like, take initiative.
Yes.
You know, give me that nurturing motherly thing that I crave for.
But obviously, you know, Karen, you know, she's never had a child. I mean, her dog is her child, pretty much. And I don't think she knows how to be affectionate. It's hard for her. And I think she's learning. And I think that's what this episode and the episodes that are, you know, from, you know, this last episode, that they're trying to do is they're trying to develop this, like, person that is growing and she has feelings and she's learning and she's exploring, you know, and maybe this is what's going to lead her to, like, maybe finding true love.
It's funny you say she's never had a child, because she hasn't, but now we see she has Shushu, the little doggy.
Yeah.
So cute. And actually, to mention, that little doggy had a special trainer with her the whole day on set, had a manager with her every time they were, like, fixing her paws and the way she was, like, placed.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was perfect.
They get paid so much money, by
these
the way.
Dogs?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
my
they
God.
Do.
What do they do with that money?
They're SAG. I mean,
the dogs are SAG?
Yes. Hello.
Wow.
There's a whole, like, category for them. Yeah.
I know that there's absolutely special, like, animals for movies and stuff, but, like,
strict. It's very strict, too.
What do they do with the money?
They take care. I mean,
deposit in the bank?
They take care of the dogs. And, I mean, look at the dogs. I mean, they're, like, supreme looking.
That is so amazing to me.
Wow. And they train them, and they spend a lot of time with them.
Because that dog knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Karen had to turn around, like, she was like moving the tail and then licking the martini gimlet or whatever that was.
It that was just so funny. That was so cute. What did they put in there?
It was water.
It was just water.
Everything was water.
And
yeah.
What did the trainer say to get her to lick it? Because you know sometimes dogs are stubborn.
I don't know. I didn't hear that. Oh, again, we were on bad. The right angle of the side. We were close up when Will was doing the ukulele scene.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the different stages.
Yeah.
That's just like Fuller House. It's staged.
Oh
like
my
that.
God, so funny. But yeah, I mean, she was very maternal with that little doggy, though. It's cute, and I like how hopefully this will be a nice little open into her heart where it's like maybe she can let Olivia in a bit.
Yeah. You know? But it also showed like her personality, right? Because she's giving her dog still alcohol, which she's not supposed to. And then they made that connection with Olivia when she's like, well, you know, you punished me for drinking alcohol. And she's like,
oh my God.
You know, it's because I didn't drink more than I was supposed
Hilarious.
To.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Or which sixth grader can't down a shot or down a martini or something?
Yeah. No, it was Jägermeister.
Jägermeister.
She's like, it's like candy. And only Karen.
You know, we have so many favorite parts in the show that we write down our favorite quotes and everything, which is leading us to our special segment, which we try to always write down one line, but we always have 50.
Yeah.
So I wrote down so many funny things I'll share throughout the episode that we love that just kind of stands out to us that we just can't stop laughing because it's funny.
There's
and
too many. And I can't even write them all down.
I mean, for one thing,
it.
The beginning of the scene in the kitchen when Jack looks at Will's profile and compares it to like a grinder profile or something like that, and then something Will says something and then he goes like, well, at least it doesn't say STD free for 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jack's like,
yeah,
and then right. Jack said I wish,
right?
Hilarious. And why it's that. Hilarious because it just the wording of it, like they take regular phrases that humans can say, but they put this funny twist on it that you and me will probably never think of. That's why it's like, wow, how do they do that?
Yes.
And then, oh God, there's so many. Hello, gentlemen. Oh my gosh, this is probably my favorite one. When Grace sends Will to buy diet books and he comes back into the office and tells Karen, you know, tell Grace I bought all the books, all the diet books, except the one that says bleed the weight out. Because that one's just off the market because it's illegal.
It's so good. Whoever the writer was for that, it had to have been a woman.
Bleed the weight out. So, so funny. Oh, gosh. And then the scene with Olivia and Karen when she's talking to Karen and saying, well, you know, when I was young, you know, every time I see you, you're always so full of life and vodka.
Yeah. Super funny.
Golden. Just golden. Oh, my God. One more. I know. I'm probably taking all of yours. Yeah.
I'm sitting here, I'm like,
I know. One more. When Grace says, why do I always have to be the man? And Jack goes, because of your hands. It's so funny. My headphones are falling. Oh, gosh. Thanks, Steph. My bad.
Steph, you are so funny.
We're driving
These
you
are
crazy,
great,
Steph.
great sounds.
Now you.
Okay, so So let's see. How's Karen? Let me see what I wrote here. Gosh, I'm telling you, I write like a doctor, you guys.
Oh gosh, it's so funny though.
Oh, well, we said this already. And you need to be skinny because this is Jack to Grace, and she's like, I'm a woman who's alive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Powerful.
Will says, that's not a martini, is it? To Karen. Again, we spoke about this, and she says She's a dog, Will. It's a gimlet.
That's so funny.
And then how's he? When Olivia, I love this one.
Okay.
This was the first one I wrote. When Karen's stepdaughter said, "How is Karen?" to Will, right? And then she says, "Does she still live in a casket and live off the blood of the villagers?" That was the
brilliant,
right,
brilliant.
It was like the perfect description
of
who Karen is. It's so good, and I think that was pretty much it. I can't.
Well, give it to me.
This isn't really a quote, but when Jack had mentioned about eating toilet paper before he ate his carrot,
yes,
that was so funny because you've heard about models eating
cotton balls. I've heard about that. Can you talk about that a bit? What is that?
Well, they eat cotton balls to fill their stomach so they feel full.
Is that even like
that was a thing for a little bit, and I think I want to say in France, and
they Like dip it in water?
Yes. And so it would fill them up and then they wouldn't eat and then they would lose weight, blah, blah, blah. It's bad for you. Please do not do that, by the way, you guys. It's kind of crazy.
But when you go to the bathroom, will you poop? Like,
girl, I don't even know. This is a Valentine's special.
I'm sorry, TMI, but like, wow.
But the other thing that I wrote down mostly was just like that Karen was vulnerable. I said that absolutely earlier. So many great quotes in this. So many great moments
amazing
in this.
Yes.
Loved this episode, honestly.
So good. But
made up for the last week's episode.
Because absolutely.
We were super disappointed, yeah, I feel like, right?
They came back. And, you know, to mention some fun news about the show, it's about our lovely Sean Hayes. So Emmy-winning actor Sean Hayes, best known for his role as Jack, of course, yes, was named Tuesday the recipient of a GLAAD Award for promoting LGBTQ acceptance. So he is 48 and he will receive the Advocacy Organizations Award during the 30th annual GLAAD Media Awards on March 28 in LA.
Amazing. How awesome is that? That's so
yay
cool.
And that's the thing about this show where they always, thanks, Steph, you're so cute. These little, like, voices or sound effects.
The sound effects are amazing.
That's what I love about the show. They're just so pro everything and pro LGBTQ.
Everything. Women, you know,
raw,
gays,
everything. Yeah, and you know, it's beautiful because it's Valentine's night, right? So let's share a bit about Valentine's Day and how it's so important.
Well, could I actually mention something?
Yes,
I just wanted to bring up something that, since we're, you know, we
absolutely
are a show that represents the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
I will say, oh my God, I'm blanking out on his name, but the actor from Empire who was recently attacked.
Yes. And people are not believing him, right, or something?
Yes.
Sorry.
Louisa. So I was watching the news
Jesse
this morning.
Smollett.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse Smollett. I was watching the news this morning, and it really was disappointing to hear that so many people were not supportive in his story. And, you know, they were just saying that he, you know, pretty much, like, had an argument with maybe somebody he was seeing. And that's, you know, to me, it's disgusting because I feel like if someone comes to you, you know, seeking help, and like he was on the phone, you know, with his manager. I mean, there's obviously some you know, some stuff that we don't know probably, but he was on the phone with his manager.
Okay.
He didn't want to hand his phone over. Apparently they took that as like him being sort of like shady or something. I have to say that we totally support you, Jesse, and it's unfortunate that this happened, and I hope that they get to the bottom of this, and, you know, we just need to raise awareness, and I hope that this is a moment that happens because something is supposed to come from it, right? Like, it's supposed to launch maybe an awareness in the community, and yeah, I just felt like it was important to bring up because, you know, we are, like I said, a show that is catered to the LGBTQ.
Was he just like walking down the street? What exactly?
He was.
Okay.
So what happened was he was walking down the street. He had gone to, he was trying to go to Walgreens. He thought they were open 24 hours. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get some food. They ended up not being open. He ended up walking across the street to Subway, and that's when these guys yelled out, Empire, and he didn't respond, and then they said something else to him that was disgusting, and he turned around, he got into a fight with these guys. Luckily, he didn't end up, you know, really hurt. He got bruised up and banged up a little bit, but I mean, he ended up with like a noose around his neck, which is disgusting. Yes.
I just got goosebumps.
Yes.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
Really, like, that made me tear up because that's, like,
that's
the most disgusting, ugliest thing that a person
that
could possibly
awful
do. You know, I'm just thoroughly disgusted with this whole situation. And for him to have to go through that and then not have the support of the law and or, you know, the people is just beyond me. And so we, like I say, said, we're here to support and
we're supporting
and raise awareness.
You, and yes, and that this is what the show does.
Yes.
It does bring awareness to all these things. And, you know, and it's just sad that someone can't walk down the street and now just be safe and just to be who they are, whether
yeah
what color skin you have or who you love or what you do with your
yeah
life.
It's scary.
You know,
it's
that's
so scary.
That's the reality we live mm-hmm in now. It's
and
so
we're in Los Angeles, and you know, I understand, like, we have a little bit more you know, we live a little bit more freely here. So, you know, it is scary going somewhere else. And you know, this isn't just happening in Chicago. It's happening all over the world. So, you know, I think this is such a huge subject that needs to be brought up because, you know, hating someone for who they are is not the way to live life.
It's funny, like, so one more thing to add to that, which kind of correlates to the first scene of the episode when Jack was on the floor eating the crouton and said, "I'm weak, fat, and lazy like America."
Yeah. Like, yeah, that is very representative of, you know, of it's America, like, which is funny. It's funny.
It's funny. It's yeah. But that's why the show is amazing. They shed light on it in a funny way where it makes us think, but it's like, these are things that are happening in this world. And America's a beautiful place. We should feel safe.
I think we're rising up
because, you know, we are in the best country where we can actually live our dreams and, you know, work hard and achieve something. And I just want love for everyone. And this is what the show promotes, love and self-love. And, you know, speaking of Valentine's night, you know, if you have a special partner, that's amazing. But don't think it's just about having a boyfriend or whatever it is.
We got each other, me and Louisa.
Right?
Woo! Girl power. It's Galentine.
Galentine.
Or Gayentine.
Yes.
Or whatever you want.
Yes. But what I want to say is it starts with self-love.
Absolutely.
Love yourself. Fill up your cup.
Absolutely.
Fill up your soul. And whoever it will that matches your level of that will just complete you perfectly.
Yeah, and you don't even need someone to do that for you to complete yourself. You love yourself no matter what. You will you know, be happy in life.
Absolutely.
And we don't, I think we're fed by the industry.
The social media too, I think.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, everything that we have to be with somebody. But really at the end of the day, love is about loving each other, loving ourselves. And, you know, like I said, we're here. I love AfterBuzz. This is my Galentine's with AfterBuzz
way.
And with Louisa.
You know, my beautiful girl made it out here after
a
long day. Thank you so much. And we're spreading love. We love you all.
Absolutely.
And we always try to talk about things that we know that you guys can connect to. You know,
absolutely.
We always try to keep it very universal. And let us know how we're doing.
Yes.
Comment if there's any specific topics you guys want us to talk about.
Or bring up.
Yeah, without getting too off track, because me and Crystal can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But great episode. You know, the message is love, supporting, and just forgiving people in your past, too. Because when you forgive people, you heal.
Yes.
Never hold on to anger. So I'm happy Olivia and Karen kind of, you know, put everything aside. And now they can move forward as
absolutely.
Mother and daughter and all of that. So
absolutely. And that Will was able to grow from his experience.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, as a teacher and understand and admit to his students that he was feeling insecure. But that he was willing to go the extra,
try,
you know,
new things.
Yeah, yeah. He was trying to do the extra stuff because he loves what he does, and I feel like we can relate to that. We go above and beyond. Some silly things sometimes.
Yeah.
Every time.
We always try to push the limit. In
we
everything.
Do, because we love what we do.
That's the only way you're going to grow, though. If you're comfortable, you will never grow.
No.
Go where it scares you.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think they all did that.
Absolutely.
Right? With the weight loss, with Olivia and Karen, and also with Will putting himself out there and being vulnerable, trying new things. And, you know, it was a great episode, especially for Valentine's Day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And one more thing to add about the weight loss situation. I love how at the end, Grace said, you know, stop being hard on yourself. Like, just take it easy a bit, like, relax. If you really want that piece of cake, okay, eat that cake. Don't kill yourself. Maybe work out a bit more. Just overall, just take it easy.
Or be like Will and always be skinny and get
and
to
lose
eat whatever
3 pounds.
That bastard.
Funny episode. So in the meantime, where could everyone follow you on Instagram and Facebook?
I am Crystal McLaughlin. You guys can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's Crystal with an I, not with a Y. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
And I'm Louisa Shar. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar. We will see you all next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.